So there was these particular places where men might find some sense of security, and there's also a sense in which this, in the interwar period especially, this could be quite a visible subculture. So if you walked around London in the 1920s and early 1930s, you might see camp made up dilly boys, they were called, male prostitutes or their friends, hanging out around Piccadilly. And in the National Archive, you can open boxes, and not only do you find the evidence from written evidence of court cases, but you find tissue paper that the police had wiped the men's faces with as they were arrested to show that they'd been wearing makeup. And in one box, there's a dress that they claimed from one guy. So what this shows us is that we're not necessarily always talking about a hidden culture, but one that in certain places and at certain times might have been quite visible. And what's interesting about that is I think we have the idea that there was just a blanket social disapproval and everybody thought this was a terrible thing. But what the evidence seems to show, especially for the interwar years, is that if the law was very strict, then actually some people could be very permissive, and in the centre of the city, there could be quite a live and let live attitude. More, in fact, in the 1920s and 30s than in the 1950s, when there was a much harsher set of attitudes, I think, in circulation.